So we learned the Gemara yesterday, Chav Tes on the base. The Gemara has the whole text of Tfilas HaDerech that you have to say. And then Abai says you should amend the text, you should say everything B'loshen Rabbim, not B'loshen Yochid, Shetolicheini, you should say Shetolicheinu. A whole Gemara of Tfilas HaDerech. It's a Pele, they ask the Rambam is Mashmet, the whole Gemara. They don't understand why. They have a whole list of all Hashmatas HaRambam, all the various Dinim in the Gemara that the Rambam forgot to put down. Rambam took all the Gemaras that are out of order and he put everything back into order. So this Gemara he forgot to quote. It's a Pele. So yesterday we mentioned that the Rishonim raised the issue. You have a big Tosfos on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and much of it is duplicated in Psochim and Perek Arba Psochim. The same big Tosfos appears there about Kol HaBrachos Kulam Poschos BeBaruch. Every Baruch has to begin with Baruch. So Tosfos raises a lot of questions. So one of the questions is with respect to Tfilas HaDerech. How come it says Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha? How come it doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem? So they give different explanations. So one of the explanations they give is that it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha. That's a klal. You conclude Baruch Ata Hashem Shamei Tefillah, but basically it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha. So the rule doesn't really apply. So that's the question. How do you know when you have to say the first three brachas in the Shema Ne'asra are supposed to be shevach, the last three brachas are supposed to be hoidor, the middle of bakosha sarachim, so they're all tefillah. But there's supposed to be brachas and there's supposed to be pasach b'baruch. And the reason why they're not, because it's bracha smucha l'chavetom. So that's the point. What do you mean this is a tefillah? The 13 brachas in the middle of Shema Ne'asra are also tefillahs. But it's a tefillah in the form of a bracha. So why shouldn't it also be like that? So it's a discussion in the Rishonim. How come it's not pasachas b'baruch? Okay. Then we learn the Gemara. Ad parsa, the three different pshat and what it means, ad parsa. Then the Gemara has machlokes, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Rashi points out Rav Sheshes was a mo'ar inayim hoya. He was blind. So they had a machlokes, do you have, Tfilas HaDerech is when you're traveling. So can you recite Tfilas HaDerech while you're mahalach, or do you have to stand still? So that was a machloikis. So Rav Chisda says you have to stand still. Rav Sheshes says you can even say b'malach. So all of a sudden they stopped, and Rav Sheshes didn't know why they were stopping because he was a morinim, he was blind. So they told him because Rav Chisda insists that you have to stand still when you say you have to be ma'umad, you shouldn't keep on walking. So Rav Sheshes himself holds it. You may say Tfilas HaDerech even mahalach, but he says miyos toiv al tikri ra. They're standing still anyway, in order thereof, they're standing, in order thereof, Chisda should be able to recite Tfilas HaDerech standing, so I'm going to stay also standing. I'm not going to be mahalach. Miyos toiv al tikri ra. Yeah, what does it mean, me'umad? Me'umad, we're machma me'umad, yeah. Me'umad means as opposed to walking, not mahalach, or me'umad means as opposed to sitting. So the Rabbi Yoni quotes the two pshatim. The pashtus is that you can say Tfilas HaDerech when you're sitting in a car, sitting on a train. You have to stand up to say it. Mu'umad doesn't mean standing up. Mu'umad means not right to say it, mahalach. But if you're sitting, it's not the Shmona Asrei that you need amidah. But the Rabbi Yoni has the two pshatim. So there's some achrenim, amachmana. They say whenever possible, you should say Tfilas HaDerech in a standing position. Then the Gemara has about 20 lines from the top of Daf Lamed and Aleph Tan Rabbanan. When a person davens Shmona Esrei, they're about 30 lines from the top. So the person has to face Eretz Yisrael, because that's what it says in Tfilas Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech completed building on the Beis HaMikdash, so he says the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is that people should come and daven there. One would have thought that the main purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring korbanos. So Shlomo HaMelech doesn't even mention one word about the korbanos. He just says that he built the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone should have a place to daven, the Jews and the non-Jews. If there's a personal issue, if there's a national issue, if there's an international issue, everyone should come and daven. and he says different shaynus. He says v'ispala alecha derech habayis hazeh. They should face the Beis Hamikdash. Then another line says v'ispala alecha derech ir hazos. Then he says v'ispala alecha derech artzom. So which is it? So the Gemara says they're all correct. If a person is in Chutz Lortz, he should face Eretz Yisrael. If a person is davening in Eretz Yisrael, he should face Yerushalayim. If a person is davening in Yerushalayim, he should face the Makom HaMikdash. But if he's in the Makom HaMikdash, then the Gemara says he should face the Oren with the Kruvim on top. So if you're in front of the Hechel, you should face that way. Behind the Hechel, then you should face the other direction. You should always face the, because the Shechina was sure on top of the Kruvim, when the Kruvim were there. Yeah, from the Rambam is mashma that this din of davening facing the Beis HaMikdash is a din deraisa. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Tefillah. In our Torah, you're obligated to daven once a day, every day, and he says it has to have shevach, and you have to conclude with Hoidah, and you have to have Bakosh in the middle. But yeah, the fact that you daven three times a day is midirabban, and the Nusach HaTefillah is derabban. But first he lists off all the dinim deraisa, and when he's listing off the dinim deraisa, he mentions Nochah HaMikdash. Shabbos, where the Psukim are in Sefer Melachim, and in Divrei Yomim, that's Tfilas Shloimeh, when he built the Beis HaMikdash. How can it be that it's a din deraisa? So then it's Siv and his Bir HaChumash suggests maybe that's the Pshat in the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei, L'shich Nesidrushu Uvos HaShama, maybe Vatelach Lidrush as Hashem, when Rivka was pregnant with the twins, so she didn't understand what was going on with Yankov and Esav. So, but Vatelech Lidrush Hashem, Pasha Pshat means she went to Davin. That's how the Rashi quotes in Medrash, she went to Esther Novi, what's going on. But the Netziv, I think, says Pasha Pshat Lidrush Hashem means to Davin. And El Shich Nesirishu perhaps means you should face the Beis HaMikdash when you Davin. He thinks that maybe that's the marker of this din, if one should assume that it's really a din deraisa. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia where the Gemara says Miyam Shachar Beis HaMikdash, the tefillas are not accepted to the same extent that they used to be Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, because it says Gam Kez in Echok, it says Gam Kez HaKvashavei Asa Sam Tefilosi, the tefillas are not accepted because the Beis HaMikdash is basically Tefili Yikari, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokma Tefillah. That's why that's a concept there. I suppose the Davin, the office for Kabbalah Satfilas, is the Beis HaMikdash. So Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, the Tfilas are not accepted to the same extent as Bizman She Beis HaMikdash HaYekaim. That's why in Tisha B'Av we leave out the line to Skabal Tzalois in the middle of the Kaddish after Shachris. We leave out to Skabal because the Tfilas are not going to be accepted to the same extent. Oh, yesterday we started saying over the Biur of the Netziv on Kol Adrochem Mecheska Sakona that Yankov Avinu was afraid to let Binyamin go. Pen Yikrenu Osam Baderach. So if he's afraid of an accident can happen at home also. So the Medrash says no. Kol Adrochem Mecheska Sakona Asot Mekatreg Bishas HaSakona. What do you mean Asot Mekatreg? So the Netziv in his commentary on the Shiltas explains how the Gemara understood the Pshat and the Pasuk. Yankov Avinu wasn't afraid that an accident will happen. He was afraid maybe Binyamin did an aver for which he deserves Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's what the Gemara has a machlokes, whether if you hold like Rab Nechunya ben Akona, that you say, which we don't pasken. Rab Nechunya ben Akona holds that even Koris also makes Kom Levi D'Rabbane. We pasken, only Kom Levi D'Rabbane, Malkus Patas from Amen, and Misa Patas from Amen. But Koris does not. Asar Kedisa Shochaver B'Yom HaKippurim, if it's Behasra, then he's going to get Malkus or the Malkus Patas from Adam HaMazik. But if it's Shalom Behasra, then Tanu Bechizkiya Chavi Misa Shogigim Turim and Atashlumin only applies to Misa, doesn't apply to Malkus. That's Machlek Zabiachim Ishlokish. We pass on Abiachim, and then Chavi Malkus Shogigim, but there's no Kamalevi Dirabmine. So, I let it be coupled with the Rabbi because of the Kores. So that's, we don't pass like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona. So within Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona, The Gemara infers that in the beginning of Elu Nairus as Machlokes Abai Berava, what would he say with the Misa B'dei Shamayim Patas from Mammon on that? So what opinion is that he would even Pater, even Misa B'dei Shamayim also Patas from Mammon? Why? Because it says that Mokar and Chumash for the institution El Kam Levi De Rabbinei is the Pasik and Parshas Mishpatim that says in Lo Yosain Onish Yonish, that the man who harmed the woman and he caused her to lose her baby, so it says he has to pay the Mevelotis. But in Osan Yiv and Asata Nevesh Tachas Nevesh, then you say Kam Levi De Rabbinei. So the word Osan appears in the context of the din of Kam Levi De Rabbinei. So here, since it says Pen Yikrenu Osan Baderach, Osan means Misa B'dei Shamayim, so you see that Misa B'dei Shamayim would also make Kam Levi De Rabbinei. That's how the Gemara said. What kind of Misa B'dei Shamayim? So that's what the Netziv explains. Apparently, Yaakov Avinu was nervous. He was afraid maybe Binyamin had sinned, and maybe he deserved Misa B'dei Shamayim. And Asotin Mekatrik B'shas HaSakana, so Kol HaDorach Mecheska Sakana. So the Satan will come to take his life. So when Yehuda says, Anochi E'ervenu, Yehuda is accepting Orvus. What do you mean? If the Satan comes to take the life of Binyamin for his Averis, I'll volunteer you should take my life instead. That's a psalmichudish de kapshan. So the Gemara has, at the very end of Bava Basra, the Gemara has a whole discussion in the Mishnah about orev. Orev means if I go borrow money from the bank, so the bank is afraid I'm not going to pay him back. So I get some wealthy balabas to co-sign for me. In case I don't pay, so he'll sign. He'll pay. So that's called an orev. So there are different kinds of orev. So there's an orev, a normal orev is, en god min orev trilo. The Malva has to first go to the Loiva to see if the Loiva can pay. If the Loiva doesn't have money, if he can ascertain, Loiva has no assets to pay the Chayv, then only, and then and only then you go to the Orev. Then there's an Orev Kaplan that the Malva has a right to go collect either from the Loiva or from the Orev. Then there's a third Orev who's called an Orev Shlof Dots, means I say lend him $1,000 and you shouldn't have the right to bother him, only me. So Mamish, I'm not an Orev, I'm a Loiva. But instead of you giving the $1,000 of cash to me, you give it to him, but he's not chayv at all. That's an Orev Shlov Dots. He's really a loivim. So that's what the Gemara has a discussion. How do you know that the Orev is chayv? The loivim who borrows money, so loiv is chayv. The Ma'as is mechayv. How do you know that there's such a din that Orev is also chayv? Maybe there's no such halacha. So the Gemara says, well, we learn that from the Pasuk, by Yehuda. Yehuda says, Anochi Yervenu, so you see that there's a din of Orev. So the Gemara says, that doesn't prove anything. Why doesn't it prove? So there are two girsas in the Gemara. So the simple girsa in the Gemara is that Yehuda is not an Orev. Yehuda is a Loive. He says to his father, Yaakov Avinu, give me Binyamin, and I'll be responsible to see to it that I bring him back to you. He's a Shoyl or a Loive, but he's not at all an Orev. An Orev means, if someone owes payment, I'm going to pay instead of him. He's not an Orev at all. So the simple gears and nigmas, he can't learn out anything from Yehuda because Yehuda was a loiva or Yehuda was a shoyl and his chai beyonson. So the gears and the shiltis is he can't learn out from Yehuda because Yehuda is an Orev kaplan. What do you mean an Orev kaplan? Was it an Orev? That's when the Netziv has this whole fantastic explanation. That Yaakov Avinu was concerned maybe Binyamin had sinned and his Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim and the Satan will be Mekatrik B'shas HaSakana Kol HaDorach Mecheska Sakana. So Yehuda says if the Satan comes to take Binyamin's life, so I'll volunteer, he should take from me, he'd take my life instead of taking Binyamin's life. That's a whole new understanding of the whole Parsha. What Yaakov Avinu was concerned, but he puts together all the Gemaras. That's how the Midrashim understood. So it's that line, that Kol HaDorach Mecheska Sakana, is that concept that's the basis of the whole Tfilos HaDerech. That it's a Tfilah v'yes Tzorah. When a person, even according to the Ramban, that Tfilah is only the Rabbanon, Tfilah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanon, but Tfilah v'yes Tzorah is the Raisa. So that's why when you're traveling on a highway, if you sense the Sakana, if a person doesn't sense it, he's not nervous at all. And it's nowhere near 50-50. It's not a war. It's not a war zone. Hardly anybody is in an accident. So if a person is not nervous about it, then the Rav Soloveitchik thought, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech. Because whenever it's nowhere near 50-50, then we say that whether it's considered a sakana, it depends on whether the person who's involved is nervous or not. If the person is not nervous, then it's not called a sakana. That's what they have in the biography of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish moved to Eretz Yisrael way before the Second World War. And then in the middle of the war, the Nazis were trying to take over Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is a link between Europe, Asia, and Africa. It was always a crucial, for wars, it was always a crucial area. So the Nazis were dropping bombs, and then when they started to try to take over Palestine, at that time it was Palestine, so that's when they started to lose. So at that time nobody had radar. So you couldn't drop bombs at night. You would only be able to drop bombs at night if the people would leave the lights on. In America, I was a little baby. In America, I remember we had practice air raids. So I lived in Pennsylvania then, so the municipality would ring a siren and everyone had to turn the lights out. It was all practice. And if all the lights are out, then the German pilots will not be able to drop the bombs. They don't know where the city is because they have no radar. So sometimes it would be on Shabbos. The police would give you a penalty if you wouldn't turn out the lights. And my father explained, he's an Orthodox rabbi, he's not allowed to turn out the lights unless there's a real sakana. So sometimes you got away with it, and sometimes you had to pay the penalty. They gave you a knas. So in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't make-believe, it wasn't practice, it was for real. So in Eretz Yisrael, if they would signal the siren, everybody had to turn out the lights even on Friday night because it would be a suffix sakana. The shadow was, they asked the Chazon Ish, they hear faintly from a distance. In a certain village, they hear from a distance the siren went off in one of the cities. So the shadow is it a suffix sakana over here? Here we don't have any system to detect whether the enemy planes are coming in this city. So is that considered a suffix sakana? So they're having a old biography of the Chazon Ish and the Peir Hador. So they have that the Chazon Ish said it depends if anybody in the city is nervous, then it's called the Safek Sakana. No one is nervous, then it's not called Safek Sakana. And he said this based on the psak of the Chafetz Chaim. He said the Chafetz Chaim once visited in Lodz for a day, and people with Balabatim came to ask him Eitzes, Shailas. So two Balabatim came an hour apart from each other and asked the exact same Shaila. That they were Shomer Shabbos and they had a job that they barely made a living, and they weren't able to put away any money in savings. And they were asking, maybe they should take a job to be Mechallel Shabbos, so they'll make much more money and they'll be able to put away some of the money in a savings account, so that when the anti-Semitism will build up so much that there'll be a Safek Sakana, if they'll stay in the city, they'll have money to buy a train ticket to save their lives. So the Chafetz Chaim asked the first one, they came an hour apart from each other. They asked the first one, do you really think that may possibly save your life? So he said, he thinks it's a joke. He thinks it's all a joke. But that's what people think. People are suggesting that to him. So he said, if you think that it's a joke, then it's not called the suffix. Okay. He thought he either's going to live or he's going to die. He doesn't think that saving the money and the savings account, getting a job to be Mechal Shab, making more money, he didn't think that was going to help. And then the other one, who came an hour later, Chafetz Chaim asked the same question. He says, yeah, he can visualize that may save his life. So the Chafetz Chaim told him, if you really think that may save your life, then it's called the Safek Sakana. That's what I said. Rabbi Chaim Moshe writes like Rabbi Moshe makes fun of that, but Rabbi Chaim Moshe quotes all the classical poskim, five or six achrenim we write like that. And whenever there's a Safek Sakana that's nowhere near Safek Ashokal, nowhere near 50-50, so is it considered a suffix sakana or not? Depends on whether the person is nervous. For the person who's nervous, then it's called the suffix sakana. For the person who's not nervous, it's not considered a suffix sakana. So that's over here by the tefillas aderech. If a person is traveling on a highway and he's absolutely not nervous at all, even if he knows how to drive well, or his husband is driving, wife is driving, whatever, but the other drivers, there are shikurim, there are crazy people on the highway. So if the person who's traveling on the highway is not nervous at all, then Rav Soloveitchik thought you don't say tefillah saderech. It's not a tefillah b'yeis tzara. You say kol adrach mecheska sakana. It's nowhere near 50-50. So if you don't have the perception, you don't have the sensation that there's any sofik sakana, so then you say shana psayim Hashem, then it's not considered a sofik sakana. I remember when they had the first Gulf War in Eretz Yisrael, so a lot of the Americans were leaving Eretz Yisrael, they were coming back to America, and then a whole group of Americans went to Eretz Yisrael. So it was a question, are they right, are they right? What's going on? How come they're leaving because it's Sakana and they're going to Eretz Yisrael? The answer is they're both right. Whoever is nervous, for the one who's nervous, called the Sofek Sakana. For the one who's not nervous, not called the Sofek Sakana. Remember, Rabbi Benji Yudin was in Eretz Yisrael at that time, so he went to ask Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, is he allowed to bring his children from America to come to Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asked them one question, are they afraid? Are they nervous? So he said, no, they're going to be with us, they're not nervous. I said, then it's not a suffix. It all depends whether the person is nervous or not, because nowhere near 50-50. So that's what L'chor Tfilus HaDerech is based on that. Tfilu V'yes Tzara. And Kol HaDrachim Mecheska Sakan. Then the Gemara has a shaila. The fellow is going to go by plane or by car or by train, and he won't be able to daven standing up. Now on the airlines, you can walk around. It's so smooth. The trip is so smooth. You can stand. But years ago, it wasn't shaykh. You're on a boat, or on a raft. It's not shaykh to stand. You're going to fall into the water. You're going to fall down. You can't stand. So the shaila is, when is this man kriyashma? So the man kriyashma, the Gemara had said earlier, is Mishiachas Chaver Berichik Dal Ramas. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein says in New York. It depends. Each location in the globe is going to be a different amount of time. Like Ben Hashmashes. Ben Hashmashes by us is between 20 and 35 minutes, something like that, maybe 15 and 20 and 35 minutes. In other places, it's Ben Hashmash is an hour and a half. I remember when I was in the yeshiva in East Berlin, it took forever. Ben Hashmash took forever there, till the middle of the night. So different parts of the globe, then it takes different amount of time. So let's say the fellow, he wants to daven Shmona Esrei or Bamida. It's more correct, he should daven b'amida. If he's going to wait to daven until he's going to be on the trip, so he won't be able to daven Shmona Esrei b'amida. If he davens b'amida, he won't have smichas gulu l'tfila, because it's not yet the zman of kriyashma l'chatchila. The correct zman of kriyashma is after Mishiachar eschavera, which is closer to the zricha. That's we mentioned when we learned the Gemara before. What's Mishiachar eschavera? In New York they have street lamps. So Mishiachar eschavera, even in the middle of the night, it can mean makir es chavero. It has to be after ados al shachar. But right after ados al shachar, if you have street lamps, it can be mishiach es chavero. So that's a machlokes achrayim. So some achrayim say if there's snow in the street and the snow is white and it lights up the street, they had no hasog, it can have street lamps. But else we have lamps in the street, you don't need the snow. So some achrayim said if there's snow, say you have artificially, you could be makir es chavero, not because the sun is so close to sunrise, but rather because of the snow, because of the street lamps. So it's already called Mishiach es chavero. And many disagree. They say, no, it has to be Mishiach es chavero based on the sun. The sun is almost about to shine. That's Mishiach. So the Zman of Kriyashma is later Mishiach es chavero. The Zman of Shman Esrei is even earlier. But if you've got a diamond, when is the Zman of Shman Esrei? So Tosis has here Machlekes with Rashi. So Tosis writes here on Lamed Amud Aleph, Dima Maschal, Avua Dishmol V'Leve Habe Mekadmei U'Matzli. They daven Shmona Esrei early, and they said Kriya Shma, but it came Mishiakir later. So how early did they daven? So Tosis understands within Rashi. We don't have this Rashi, but Tosis understands with Rashi. Pirush Rashi, Kodem Amud Ashachar. He daven Shmona Esrei before Amud Ashachar. He was going to go on the trip. He's going to go traveling before Amud Ashachar. So Rashi says it's better to coin to Rabu Dishmon Alevi, it's better to Damash Man Esri Bamido before Amos Alos Ashachar, and you're going to be missing Smichas Gulu Litvilo. It's better to do that rather than to Damash Man Esri be Yeshiva. Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. That's ridiculous. V'loi Nira. You're not yet to anything. You can't daven shachas before Alos HaShachar. That's out of the question. But still, you can after Alos HaShachar, you don't need Mashiach HaShachar. There's no need for Mishayakir es Chavira. Yeah, is there a din that Lechatchila, there's a Mishnah Megillah, that Halal, today's Rosh Chodesh, it says in the Mishnah, Halal on Rosh Chodesh doesn't say in the Mishnah. That was a later minig. The Gemara says that Rav Yikla Lebovel and Rav never heard of that, that you say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. But the Mishnah talks about Halal on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos. So the Mishnah says that Lechatchila shouldn't say Halal before Hanetzach Hama. Let's say there's an early minyan this morning. So the early minyan davened at 6 o'clock or 6:15, whatever, I don't know what time. I didn't daven by the early minyan. They davened very early. So Lechatchila, it's not right to say Halal before Hanetzach Hama. The same thing, the Tilos Lulav and Bris Milah, Lechatchila, it's not right to do a davish mitzvah of Ayom, Kosher Kol Ayom. B'di'evet, if you do Mishol Amur Ashach HaYotzah, but Lechatchila, you shouldn't do Adav Shem Mitzvah Sabayom before Hanetzach Hama. That's a Mishnah in Megillah. Is that a Lechatchila Deraisa? Is that a Lechatchila Derabbanan? So Rashi learns on that Mishnah in Megillah, it's only a Lechatchila Derabbanan. If you'll allow people to shake the lulav and to say halal and to blow shofar before Hanetzach Hama, they may sometimes make a mistake and blow shofar in the middle of the night, and then they'll say a brocha levatol, it won't be yotze. They'll think that they were yotze, they won't be yotze. So Rashi learns that it's only a gzera derabban. Others assume that it's a Rav Soloveitchik, like the other pshat, like the other Rishonim. Others assume that it's a din deraisa, that the two dinim of Yom, you see from Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the sun, the moon, the stars. So he created the sun that you should determine when is it Yom and when is it Laila. So the two dinim of Yom, there's one din of Yom when the sun rises, it's Yom, from sunrise to sunset. And then there's another din of Yom when there's light outside. So let's say the last half hour before sunrise, the last 25 minutes or so before sunrise, there's a lot of light outside, but the sun didn't rise yet. So since it's not a full din of Yom, maybe it's a din lechatchila deraisa that you shouldn't blow shofar and you shouldn't shake the lulav and you shouldn't say halal. Halal, these mitzvahs have to be fulfilled by Yom, so there's a lechatchila deraisa, it should be the full din of Yom, when the sun is actually shining. And din of Laila also. There's a din of Laila, there's Rav Soloveitchik explained this in the context of the Ravid on the Rif, in the beginning, the first page of Sochem. Or l'arba osa. Why did it have such a funny lashon? Or l'arba osa means l'el arba osa. So why does it say or l'arba osa? So the Ravid says, and the same thing, the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah from Croesus. Or l'yom shmoyne v'yechod. A woman had a baby girl, and the melosa is 80 days. So what if she has a nafel? What if she has a miscarriage? And the miscarriage is, or liyom pe aleph. If a woman has twins, so she only brings one set of karbanos. If the woman has a nafel within the melosa of the first baby, let's say it was a baby girl, so the melos is 80 days, so she went to mikveh and then she became pregnant, and then she has a hapola, so it's possible to have a pregnancy. If the pregnancy is less than 40 days, the Gemara calls that maya bial. So you're not chayv to bring a set of karbanos on that. The Mishnah assumes that if a woman has a miscarriage, she also mechuyev to bring a set of karbanos. She has yimei tumah, she has yimei tohar, she has all the dinim, and she's obligated to bring a set of karbanos. But the Mishnah learns out from the Psukim, if the woman has a miscarriage within the melos of 80 days, so she didn't yet, she was adayin liyotzel lizman, that she can bring the set of karbanos on the first baby. You can't bring the set of karbanos till after the melos is up. So then if she has a miscarriage within the melos, so she only brings one set of karbanos. What if she has the miscarriage the night after the melos is up, but you can't bring karbanos at night, you can't bring the karbanos till the morning of Yom Pe'alav. So that's a machlokes b'sham and b'silo. Whether that's considered, whether she's mechuyev a separate set of karbanos, because the miscarriage was after the melos was up, or do you say no? For the purpose of karbanos, the melos is not up till the morning. So the lashon haMishnah, the Gemara, the first half of Pesachim quotes that Mishnah, hamapelus or lepeyalef, the night before Yom Pe'alef. So the writer has a comment on the bottom of the Rif on the first page of Pesachim. What does it say? Or la ba'asar. So he says, Orba Labasa means right after the Shkia, during this man that we would call Bein Hashmashes, he already do B'dikas Chametz. And Shulchan Aruch says against the right. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't do B'dikas Chametz till Tzei Sakar Chavim. that Balayla or Anayah for the Bedikah. But the Ravid is entitled to his opinion. So he says, because it says Orle Abasa, the reason why they use the Loshan Or, because it's still full of light outside in the street. The sun just set 2 minutes ago, and everything is still just as lit up as before. So, all right, Bedikah's Chametz Adin Derabana, but he says it's Nageb to the Din Deraisa over there, Orle Yom Pei Aleph. That din depends on the din of Yom and Laila of the sun shining and the sun setting, and it doesn't depend on the din of Yom and Laila of the light. Is there light or not? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said in connection with that Ravid. He thought that maybe that's the reason why some Rishonim understood in the Mishnah and Megillah that that's al chatchila deraisa, that you shouldn't blow shofar before Hanetz HaChama. It's not a gzera derabbanan. You may make a mistake and misjudge, and you think it's ready alos al shacha, and it's not. It's still the middle of the night. Could be it's a real din derais. Need a full din yom. So that's a question. The Mishnah has a din, either a din derais, a din derabon, a davish, a mitzvos of a yom. Lechatchila should not be done before haneitz hacham. So what about davening shachar? So that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That's the machlokes achrayim. Is it permissible to daven shachar? Is it the first minyan? First minyan is going to say the Shemana Esrei before... before Haneitz HaChamas. If you have a Shas HaTchak, if that, you have to go to work, so you have no prayer. So Shas HaTchak Kediyevedam. If Shas HaTchak Be'elah Lechatchila, well, usually it's only acceptable B'diyeved. B'diyeved, for sure, it's good. If you dam Shachris after Alois HaShachah B'diyeved, for sure, it's good. But the Shaila is, you have, there's no Shas HaTchak. I have all the time in the world. So is it okay Lechatchila to dam and Shmona Esrev Shachris before Haneitz HaChamas? So the Mishnah Berurah is machria that it's not, that you shouldn't. Even on the Beis HaMikdash, every single day they brought the Tam Shal Shachar before Haneitz HaChama. They would have a guard outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and they would ask the guard, is it Her Pnei HaMizrach Ad Shebechevron? Can you see that it's Alos HaShachar? So when it's Alos HaShachar, they would bring the Tam Shal Shachar right away. And the Mishnah says they made a mistake and they thought it was Her Pnei HaMizrach, and they shechted the Talmud in the middle of the night. What's Yehuda the Beis HaSreifa? Because they had to burn it, they had to bring again the Talmud Shal Shachar. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar every single day before Haneitz HaChamas. So since the Zman of the Tfilas was instituted Mechuvin Keneged, the Zman of the Hakrobas HaKarbonas, so maybe it's permissible to daven Shachar Lachatchila before Haneitz HaChamas. Maybe that Mishnah Megillah doesn't apply to davening. So that's the Machlokes Achrayim. So the Pichadish holds like that. But Pichadish is often has unique opinions that others didn't agree with. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah thinks, that you shouldn't follow the Pichadish. He says, Lachatchila, you shouldn't daven before, shouldn't daven Shachris before Haneitz HaChamas. The Pri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak of Peterburg, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, was one of the three most outstanding students of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He was the strongest in learning from the three Talmidim. Rabbi Yitzchak of Peterburg, he was the rabbi in St. Petersburg for a few years. Then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Yerushalayim. Who were the other two? Who were the other two Talmidim? Rabbi Simcha Zisel, who founded the Talmud Torah in Keller. Rab Simcha Zisel, Ziv, his name was family name was Ziv, Simcha Zisel Kelimer. And the third one was Rab Naftali Amsterdam. He was a rabbi in Norway, in different places. Also moved to Yerushalayim, Besayf Yamov. So from the three most outstanding students of Yisrael Salanter, Rab Yitzchak of Peterburg was the strongest in learning. He wrote these tshuvas, pre-Yitzchak, very strong tshuvas, very strong tshuvas. He has a whole tshuva, maybe the first tshuva in the Pri Yitzchak, where he thinks that the Pri Chodesh is right. He thinks that there's nothing wrong with davening Shachris Shmoneh Esrei or Shachris Lachatchila before Haneitz HaChamas. It's just that you won't gain Vasikin, but most people don't daven Vasikin anyway. Vasikin, the full Vasikin is to say Kriya Shema right before Haneitz HaChamas, and Shmoneh Esrei right after Haneitz HaChamas with Smichas Gudol LeTfilah. That's the full Vasikin. If you daven by the early minyan, usually they don't daven Vasik, and they daven Shmoneh Esrei before Haneitz HaChamas. So he says, it's good Lachatchila, there's nothing wrong. He just didn't gain the Vasikin. Okay, so most people don't daven Vasikin anyway. Yeah. So again, so this is the Machlokes Amoraim in the Gemara. So Avuah d'Shmuel HaLevi, when they had to go on a trip, So they would daven shachris early. So Rashi learns early means before Alos HaShachar. Taisa said, what are you talking about? Before Alos HaShachar? It's the middle of the night. I can't daven shachris. It's impossible. So it means it's after Alos HaShachar. So they would prefer to daven shachris, Shmon Esrei, Ba'amida, before the trip began. What's it going to be on the trip? They won't be able to daven Ba'amida. They prefer to daven the Shmon Esrei before the trip began, and they're going to lack smichas gula the tefillah, because they're not going to say kriyashma until misha yakir. B'di'evet, if you say kriyashma before misha yakir, you'll be yitzit, but l'chatchida, it's not right. So they're not going to have smichas gula the tefillah, because they're not going to say kriyashma until later. And the other amaraim, and it's a machlokes ha-tanaim, the other amaraim disagreed, and they felt that it's preferable to have smichas gula the tefillah and daven b'yishman esri b'yishiva, as opposed to having Shmon Esrei Bamida and lacking Smichas Gula L'Tfila. They're both values. Smichas Gula L'Tfila is important, and Shmon Esrei Bamida is important. So it's a machlokes, which of the two takes precedence? The Tfila, the Shmon Esrei Bamida, or the Smichas Gula L'Tfila. The Gemara quotes, it's a machlokes Satanayim, and it's a machlokes Amarayim. Sure. They're different practices. And Tosfos has a machlokes, how do we pass it? The bottom test of the machlokes is how to pass. The last three lines in Tosfos, the last three lines on the bottom test, they say, Miu, Mirkam Ravashi, the Chazina le Rabbana Kashishoi, the older Rabbana from the earlier generation, he never saw the Koabdi Hachi, they didn't do like Avu Dishmon Levi, the Damashman Esri before Bamida, and then to have Kriyashma later, with the Bichas Kriyashma. So the Pashtus is that's the Psak Alocha. Mashma dein alocha kemosim. Mashma, you don't paskin like Abu Dishmon Levi. Mashma that you paskin like the other Tana. That's preferable to have smichus gula tefila. And you say Shmon Esrei b'yeshiva. The next Mishnah we discussed a little bit. Davening Musaf, okay. Machlokes. Yeah, how do we paskin? So the Gemara says we clearly do not paskin like there were some Amaraim who thought we should paskin like Reb Yudah's version of Reb Lozim and Azaria. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that we don't paskin like that. To say that the Yochid doesn't have to daven Musaf if there's a tefillah b'tzibra of Musaf in my village, in my city. So the Gemara said, we really don't paskin like that. We paskin the Yochid is mechuyav to daven Musaf, even if there's no minyan in his city. Guy's the only one in the whole Alaska. So he's mechuyav to daven Musaf, even b'yechidus. Yeah. So the Gemara tells a story that what? Rabbi Yochanan, here, on Laman on the base, about seven lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the line begins with the word Yochanan. Ani Reisis, Rabbi Yanai once davened at home. He said Shmon Esrei, then he stepped back three steps, then he walked forward three steps, said again a second Shmon Esrei. He wasn't there next time, he didn't know what he was saying. So he didn't know whether he said Shachris a second time, or he said Shachris, then he said Musaf. So he assumes that he said Shachris and then Musaf. So he says, Ani Reisis, Rabbi Yanai, did Tzoli v'hod Tzoli. He said Shmon Esrei, then he steps back, then he goes again three steps, then he goes a second Shmon Esrei. So it's because he daven Musa b'yichidus. Sure. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's the Maisa Shehoya? V'dilma meikor l'kivin daita l'besov kivin daita. Maybe he didn't daven Musa after Shachris. It was apparently it was old and he couldn't go to shul, he didn't feel well, whatever. So he daven Musa at home. So the Gemara asked the question, maybe he was davening Shachris over a second time. Maybe he realized that he lacked Kavanah the first time. You have to daven over. So he says, look here, Omalei. So he responds, Rab Zeri responds to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Chaziman Gavra B'dekam Maser Alei. Rabbi Yochanan is telling over the story. Rabbi Yochanan was a big Talmid Chacham, and he understood he wasn't standing next to Rabbi Yanai. He was guessing, but this was his interpretation of the Maisa Shehoya, that he was davening Musaf right after Shachris. So we rely on Rabbi Yechanan's judgment of the case. So it says on the side, this expression appears in Chulin in the first perek, that the Gemara tells a story, Rabbi Meir's brother-in-law told over a story to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi that he once saw Reb Meir eat by vegetables from an Amoritz, and it should have been Demai, and he wasn't Marfish any Trumas and Maisus, and he ate it. So how could that be? The Gemara says, "Behemtum shel tzaddikim ena kodesh boch meivita kol al yodam tzaddikim atzmon lekoshkin." How can it be that a mayor forgot to be mafresh maisris truma? You don't have to be mafresh. We assume the amoritz is not choshet al truma. But why was Reb Meir was not makbid to be mafresh maisris on the Demai? Why not? So it must be that that area, even though it was in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, that a section in the Beit Shan area was never niskadosh b'kedusha shniya. The Gemara says, "Habi krachem kavsha the mitzvah la kavsha al debavel." There were areas in the middle of Eretz Yisrael that had a kedusha rishona, and then the second time around, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, they made a political decision to leave out this area, not to be mekadoshim. What is the political decision? Because if you're going to be mekadosh, all the areas is going to have to, you're going to have to observe shmita there, and then the aniyim will not have any parnasa. But if you're going to have areas in the middle of Eretz Yisrael that you're not going to be Mekadesh, so the Anim will get Maisar Ani from that area. The Balabas will hold on to the field, and he'll plant, and he'll get stuff to grow during Shnas HaShemitah, because it's like Chutz Lords. And the Gemara says, Kadesh Yismuchu Aleim Anim Mishviyas. The Anim should be able to rely on getting the Maisar Ani from that area. So this whole Rebbe hit the Beit Shan, Rebbe Paskin, that section, not the whole Beit Shan, certain sections in the Beit Shan area never had a Kedusha Shnia, just based on that story, that Eino Kodesh Baruch Hu Meivita Kol Al-Yad Tzadikim, Pehemtam Shol Tzadikim, Eino Kodesh Meivita Al-Yodam, Tzadika Atzma Lekolshkein, from that story. So the Gemara said, how do you know that that's the Pshat and the Meisr Shoya? Maybe Rebbe Meir was Mafrish Meisr, it's been Machshava. Maybe it was Nasan Eino Bitzad Zeh, the Ochal B'Tzarech, and maybe he was Mafresh Maisus B'Machshava. So the Gemara says, Chazi Man Gavarabba, the Kamaser Alei, the one who's telling over the story is Rameh's brother-in-law, who is also a Talmud Chacham, Yerbishua Ben Zorus. They once asked that on a Smicha Bechina for the Rabbanut. What was the name of Rameh's father-in-law? So if his brother-in-law's name is Yerbishua Ben Zorus, his father-in-law's name is Zorus.
Doesn't the Gemara say
that what? Oh yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. So the Gemara says like that also. If Rabbi Yehoshua ben Zoris told over the story about Rabbi Meir, he understood that was the Maisa Shoya, not that he was Nesnei b'tzad zavech or b'tzad acher, but rather that he thought that it was Chutz Lawrence, that that area didn't have Kedusha Saharans. So the same over here. A lot of times they tell you a story of an Adam Gadol, he did this, he did that. If it's a Balabah, tell them the story. He may have misunderstood what the moral of the story is. You have to be a Talmud Chacham to understand what the Talmud Chacham is doing. Yeah. The Gemara repeats this story. This we had in the first parak. Rabami Rabasi lived in Tveria, and there were 13 shuls in Tveria, and they didn't go to daven in the shul. They daven Beni Amudi, they davened in the same place where they used to learn. So that the Rabbeinu Yonah had them, does that mean even if this without a minyan, it's better to daven b'yechidus in the place where you learn, rather than to daven b'tzibur in the shul? Or it means no, there would have been a bigger minyan if they would have gone to shul, but where they were learning, there was also a smaller minyan. So they were lacking b'roi v'om hadas melech. So this mila of davening in the same location where you learned, takes precedence over the Milo of Rav Amhadis Malo, but it doesn't, that's the Machlaikas. Does it even take precedence over the Milo of Tfilah B'Tzimur? So that was the Machlaikas. Yeah, then Igmar comes to the conclusion, we don't really paskan like Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav Lozim and Azaria. We paskan the Yochid does daven Musaf, even if there is a minion, even if there's no minion, we paskan he do daven Musaf B'Yechidus. Yeah, the rest of the Gemara we did discuss already. The Gemara says that one who forgot to say Yalav Yavoi on Rosh Chodesh doesn't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because B'tzibur Shanu. Why is it different B'tzibur Shanu? So Rashi has the two pshatim. So one pshat was, he davened tefillah balach and shachris, or mincha, so the chazan was going to say chazar ha-shachat. So pay attention when the chazan says chazar ha-shachat. That goes maimini on the bottom of the Rambam says, does the tzibur, when the chazan repeats the chazar ha-shachat, does the tzibur have to stand with their feet together or not? So he says normally they don't have to, unless someone forgot talamot or someone forgot mashavuach yalaviyava or something. He wants to be yotzi with the chazar ha-shachat, so then he should stand with his feet together. But normally you don't have to. The chazan is standing with his feet together, so the yechidim don't have to. So that was the one pshat in Rashi. B'tzibushan, the chazan is going to repeat the chazar ha-shachats, and he'll be yotzi with that. He's moitzi the ena boki, and today I happen to be in ena boki. I forgot yalav yavoi. So for today I'm in ena boki. That's what Tosis quoted, the one pshat. The Tosis on the previous dot called Tesan days. And the other pshat, b'tzibushan, means no. Means the Shliach Tziba forgot Yalav Yav and Shachris and the Chazaras HaShatz. So the din should be in Shachris, you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. So Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, we say, rather than repeat Chazaras HaShatz on Shachris, the Tziba should rely on the Chazaras HaShatz in Musaf. So that's what we said, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that B'Zman HaZem, maybe everyone should rely on that. But that was the two Pshotim that Rashi has, B'Tzibur Shana, means B'Tzibur. Whoever forgot Yalav Yavi can rely on the Chazaras HaShatz. Then you have to listen. Tosis says, Oz B'Oz. You have to listen word for word, every word that the Chazan says in the Chazaras HaShatz. What does mean Metzi B'Shon in the Chazaras HaShatz? Chazan forgot to say Yalav Yavi and Shachris. Then to the end of the Perek that we discussed, and the last Tosis we discussed also. We were discussing yesterday whether you can say Amen Yeheshmei Rabba in the middle of Shemea Tfilo. Bakashas Terochim is Mutter. You can't fix up Mashavuach Marad Hageshem. That's a Shevach. That doesn't make sense. How can you say Mashavuach Marad Hageshem in the middle of Shemea Tfilo? If you got the same Talamat to Lebrach, then the Gemara says Yochel Yomer B'Shemea Tfilo. But Mashavuach, the Pashtus in the Gemara is that you can't fix that up. This has raised the possibility. Maybe the Yerushalmi says not so, but we don't pass on like that. Shadu was Atachan Antonu, that's a machlok, is Atachan Antonu, there is a bakosha. Hachalena hayamim pabayim lekwasin. So the Shadu is, what about Yalav Yav? So I saw this morning, Chacham Avadya has a tshuva, Mechelek Yud Aleph. He wrote the tshuva in Shnas Tov Shin Ches. What's the din if a person said Yalav Yav? You look in a city, you're not supposed to do that. Guy says Yalav Yav is a bakosha. Yalav Yav gives a chnenefik b'nenu. Says Yalav Yav if a Rosh Chodesh in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah, and then he ends off Ki Atosh Shemaya Tefillah Samchis Al Berachmim Shemaya Tefillah is a Yotzei Anan. So he says if he reminds himself right away and he says Vitzei, he should say Yalav Yav in the correct place, even though he already said it in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah. He should say it in the correct location in the middle of Vitzei. What if he said Yalav Yav for Rosh Chodesh in the middle of Shemaya Tefillah, and then he finishes the Olshma Nesra and he didn't say Yalav Yav again? Is he Yetz B'Yav? So bottom line, he says the Chidor quotes a Tshuvas Rashi from Likutei Pardes. Pardes is Rashi's Tshuvas. Likutei Pardes, the Magen Avraham every so often quotes the Lamed Pei. Likutei Pardes is a condensed form of the Kitzer of Tshuvas Rashi. So he quotes a Tshuvas Rashi that Yetz B'Yav. So that's the end of the story. Okay. He has a long tshuva, he quotes this one, that one, the other one. But bottom line, he quotes a Likutei Pardes, that you yotze b'di'evet. That's quite a chiddush. Quite a chiddush. He also, in the middle of the tshuva, he discusses the chazan is can't see well. Okay, just that surgery on his eye, doesn't see well. And it's a tiny tzibur. So he's supposed to say, Aneinu is a bracha b'fin the atzmet ben goyel ha'roifin. So by mistake, the chazan says, Aneinu, before Reino v'yanyenu. He said it before Reino v'yanyenu. So Rashi Shita is that bracha is it's later on Lamed Daled. The Rashi Shita is that bracha is Amtsoyes Ein Lahem Seder. But the Seder is not Miyake B'di'evit. Here. Here's the Tosfos Lamed Daled and Aleph. They disagree with the Rashi. Amtsoyes Ein Lahem Seder. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Tosfos and the Rosh always quotes Tosfos. The Gemara says, Shimon HaPakuli arranged the whole Yudches Brachas ala Seder. Rashi also agrees ala Seder. L'chatchila, there is a Seder. Gemara Megillah explains the whole system, the whole Seder. But Rashi holds the Seder. Rashi holds the Gemara Lamedalan and Menal says that the Seder is not Niyakev. So over here, the Chazan already said, Anenu is a Bracha b'fniatzma before Goyal, not Ben Goyal or Roifei. So we tell him that he has to repeat the Bracha now. According to Tesis, he has to repeat the Bracha. But maybe it's a Sofik Bracha Slavakla. Rashi is, they wipe Rashi out, totally wrong. You don't accept it, not even a Sofik. So Chacham Avadya thinks that it's at least, he quotes Achman, it's at least a Sofik Bracha Slavakla. So you really shouldn't say Anenu as a Bracha Bifnei Atzma again. Maybe the Chazan should say Anenu in the middle of Shema Tfila. It won't be a Bracha Bifnei Atzma. It won't be saying an extra Bracha. But you rely on Rashi B'di'evet if you said Anenu is a Bracha Bifnei Atzma in the time of Sibur. Before Goyel, it's supposed to be Ben Goyel, before Goyel, according to Rashi B'di'evet, the Bracha Tzamtzoy Zayin Lahem Seder, Seder is not Niyakev. So you shouldn't repeat the Bracha again. We have not demolished Rashi. We don't really hold that Rashi is 100% wrong. We don't follow Rashi, we follow Tosfos, but over here, B'di'evet, he wouldn't tell the Chazan to repeat. Okay, I never heard such a shot that came up.
Yeah. Why is that different than when I go back to a bracha I missed and then I say another 10 brachas which I already said? There's also something
brachas. Yeah, I don't know. There we paskin, you do go back. Okay. You do go back. We paskin like Tosfos. Why is all of a sudden over here? I don't know, because it has another tzir, because you can say Anenu in Shema Tfila, B'di'evet, if you didn't say a Brach B'fnei Atzmos, and then the Chazan says in Shema Tfila. We really do paskin like Tosfos has said, but over here it's a Psat Tziruf. I don't know. That's what he quotes, I think the Chido quotes Achronim and say like that. Yeah. Then the next parak begins, in Emnes Balal Metoch Kovid Reish. A person has to be serious when he davens. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Mino hanemili. They quote the pasuk from Chana. So the Gemara says, how can you learn from Chana? She had a predicament. She had a problem. She, Nebuch, her, the other wife, Penina, was having one baby after the other. And she didn't have any babies at all. So that causes great aggravation. So that's why the pasuk, he moras nefesh. The women who are married a few years and they don't have children, and other women in the neighborhood or other women in the same family are having one baby after the other, so they feel terrible. So of course she felt bad. So the Gemara said, "Dil m'shani chana," because the havas meriva li betula. Maybe that's, I mean, who says that you learn out that that's the din? You have to be so dead serious when you daven. The Gemara says, "Oh, ela mehocha, learn out from David Amelech and Tilm ani rav chazal v'secha beyira secha shtach v'lehecha kadshecha beyira secha." The Gemara says, maybe David HaMelech was so over-serious. Dil Moshayni David, why da havi mitzay napshe berach metuva? Maybe he was so serious. How do you know to learn out that that's the din for everybody? Gemara finally quotes the pasuk, you should daven Bahadras Kodesh. Yishtachu L'Hashem Bahadras Kodesh. Bahadras Kodesh means the same as Becherdas Kodesh. The Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe it means Bahadras Kodesh. You should dress up nicely. And the Gemara says, like Reb Yudah, the Amora, have a mitzayin nafshe v'hoda matzli. He would dress up nicely with a jacket and a tie and a hat. He would be fully formally dressed before he would daven. You don't stop going to daven with the shorts and with the polo shirt. You have to dress up nicely before you daven. Gemara says, no, we have another pasuk, a fourth pasuk. Idros Hashem b'yiro. The avoda used to be avodas ha-karbonus of bizman hazeh. We don't have karbonus. So the tefillos have been makam akarbanis, or you don't even, that's how Rashi says, or Tosfos on the next domet, Alamed Aleph says, maybe because it says, Eliyavda b'chol abavchem, avodah shebelevis tefillah. That's how the Gemara says on the first daf in Maseches Tainis. So maybe, you don't have to say like Rashi, if there's Hashem b'yiro, that avodah means karbanis, and mizman is that the tefillos be makam akarbanis. Say, if Eliyavda b'chol abavchem is avodah shebelevis, so tefillah is avodah. It's not that it's taking the place of the Avodah. It is Avodah. So the Gemara finally says, Shine. That's the Pasuk. If a person is in a kibitzing mood, or ishmuzing, mitoch sicha, or mitoch he's in a depressed mood, he's upset about something, aggravated about something, he shouldn't daven shmanesi. He should daven shmanesi when he's in a serious mood, and he has to realize, Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem means not only that there's one God as opposed to more than one God, The Avodah Zarah believe in more than one God. We believe Yichud Hashem is that the one God is in full control of everything in the world. So whatever you ask of Him, He has the ability to take care of it. And He doesn't have to make it look like a miracle. He can make it look that it's Bederach HaTeva. He's totally Kol Yochel. So that's called Yichud Hashem. So that's what the Gemara says. You have to be in a serious mood when you daven Shema Esrei. That's mitoch kavod rosh, but that with that attitude that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kol yachol, and He's the one fully in charge of everything. Then the Gemara says sometimes the rabbeim, so the talmidim, they seem to be a little too much in a kibitzing mood. So they ask them, it's not right. A little you should be a little more serious. So they said, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. Because when a person wears tefillin, Rashi says that reminds him that he's in Eved Hashem and he has to be in a serious mood. So he says, I wasn't in such. Walter Damaran said the same response. I'm wearing tefillin, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to get carried away with the late sonnets when the kibitzing. He is in a serious mood. Then Gemara tells there was once a wedding and the Bachim were dancing at the wedding and it was a little too lebedic. Gemara has on the last line on Daf Lamed. Ma brei de rabino ovet hilula de brei made a chasana for his son. Chazina le rabbanon of the Talmidim. He saw the Talmidim a little too lightheaded. Kapat chitu, they're a little too much leitzanis. So he smashed a very valuable kli and put everybody in a serious mood. So Tosfos says that that's our minig today. Mekanogu le Shabbos chuchas b'nisun. He smashed it probably in the middle of the dancing. We have the minhag to smash it under the chuppah. That's the question. When you smash under the chuppah, when the different minhagim, so some have the minhag, you break it in between Eris and the Nisuin. Other people, most have the minhag, you break the cup, you break the glass after the Nisuin. Break after the Nisuin, that's a question of a hefsik, because the Magen Avraham did not write a sefer on Eben Ezra, he has on Aruch Chaim, but the Magen Avraham has. And the Shulchan Aruch it says, when you say Shakon Di Abedvara, you should start eating the food right away. You should eat the food right away. Shouldn't pause too long in between the bracha and the achila. Or the Gemara has in the end of Psochim, you shouldn't pause too long between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. The bracha should be recited immediately before performing the Mitzvah. Over Asiyasa means immediately before. They shouldn't pause too long. So the Magen Avraham, not simen, not pausing in between the Birchas Hanenin and the eating of the food, the Magen Avraham quotes a tshuva from one of the Achronim. Who? Rabbi Mizrahi. Since we are choshish for the Rambam's opinion that the Nisuin is the Yichud, and Yichud is going to follow right after the Chuppah, so you shouldn't have any hafsaka, you shouldn't pause too long in between the Bichas Nisu and under the Chuppah, someone has to drink the cup of wine. They give the Chasin, give the Kala a little bit, but then you should go right away to the Yichud room. You shouldn't pause too long, because we're Machma for the Rambam's opinion. Rambam holds that standing under the canopy doesn't accomplish anything. The Rambam says standing under the canopy is the Nisu. There are different opinions, what is the Nisu? So the Mordechai in Ksubis, beginning of Ksubis, is of the opinion that the Badekin is the Nisu. And the Rambam says standing under the canopy is the Nisuin. And others say that you put a farasta kanafecha la masecha, that you put a talis over the head of the chasen kala. That's the Nisuin. There are different opinions. Vilna Gaon holds the Nisuin when they go home. And others say the chatzah beis haknesses. They get married in the chatzah beis haknesses. So it's understood that we makna the chatzah beis haknesses to the chasen. So that's why it's called hachnasa the v'shusen. So all the different opinions. So we're machmer for many of these opinions. So that's what the Maharil also has such a loss. Meritzim is a chasam is a kala, l'ched ha-yichud. You should rush the chasam kala to the yichud room right after the birchas nisun. You shouldn't pause. Usually they have a long, long pause in between. Everybody's kissing everybody else and the photographer has to take pictures. It's not really right. You're supposed to go right away to the yichud room. So more correct probably would be if you want to break a glass under the chuppah, probably you should break it after the Kriyas HaKsuba. The whole purpose of the Kriyas HaKsuba is to have a hafsaka, to have a pause, because Bizman HaTanach or Bizman HaGemara, there was a pause of 12 months in between Eris and the Nisuin. Then in the days of the Gaonim, they decided to move it up. They shouldn't have any pause. Because after everything, the girl is an Eshes-ish. And if she's not living with her husband, she may be tempted to be Mezana with somebody else. She'll become Asur al-Bal. She'll become Asayit al-Sur al-Bal. So they decided you got to move up to Nisuin immediately after the Erisin. So Rabbi Netanya introduced, at least we should have the Kriyas Absuba to be Mapsik in between the Erisin and Nisuin. They used to have 12-month pause. At least you should have a few minutes pause. So whatever, if a rabbi wants to hold the sermon under the chuppah, so the best time to hold the sermon is after the Kriyas Absuba. The whole purpose of the Kriyas Absuba is to make Amsokim. Or if you want to sing Shir Amalas, the best time to sing Shir Amalas is under the chuppah, after the Kriyas Aksuba. So they're breaking the cup also. The other meaning makes more sense. Many have the meaning that they break the cup after the Erisin, before the Nisun. You have more of a Hafsaka. Anyway, but that's the meaning. That's the Taptais Mikan Nogel, Shabbos Chuchas Ben Nisun. So at the wedding, they encouraged one of the Bachrim that he should sing a good niggin. Amale Rabban Ale Rav Hamnunim. That's five lines from the top of Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. They asked Rav Hamnunim Zuta at the wedding on Bar Beit Ravina. Ravina's son was getting married. Sing a good niggin. So he says, a niggin, woe unto us, we're all going to die. Now is the time to sing, woe unto us, we're all going to die. So that's what the Mefarshim say, the whole purpose of getting married is because we're all going to die. We're not going to live forever. So we want to have children, as grandchildren, so it should be considered as if we're living longer, as if we're after we die, we're still living longer because our grandchildren are having grandchildren and so on. So that the whole tachlis of the wedding is because Vaylon the Misna. So he sang such a funny niggin, Vaylon the Misna. Okay. Then Gemara says if a person in the middle of a hard marshah, in the middle of a hard tesis, you shouldn't start davening mincha right away. Because he's going to be thinking about the tesis in the middle of the Shemana Esrei. That's not right. He should, elamitoch halacha psuka, an easy halacha that there's nothing to dingzach about. So that's okay. What's an example? Hechidon halacha psuka. Gemara gives two examples. So the one example is Reb Zera says, the Gemara says, that's a Gemara in the end of Masechus Nidon. They'll tell you where it is. So the Gemara says there, it's a minik. And in other places, they didn't have that minik. There is a Takonis Rebbe, the Gemara has in the end of Nidon, that we treat all the women as a Sufik Nidah, Sufik Zava. A woman is a Toa. The Mishnah is having a Mishnah in Erechin and a Mishnah in Shabbos, I think. I forgot already. No, Mishnah Nida. Mishnah Nida, Mishnah in Erechin. The same Mishnah appears. A woman has amnesia. She doesn't remember whether she just had a baby or she just had a miscarriage or she just became a Nida, she just became a Zola, she just came out of the mikveh. She's so confused she doesn't remember. Funny that you have such a Mishnah, it appears twice in Mishnah, as if the case came up all the time. I don't know. So the Mishnah tells you, what do you do? So Rebbe made a takana, Hiskin Rebbe Basada, is for the farmers who don't know the dinim so well. Rebbe made a takana for the farmers that we treat every woman as if she's a Toyo. Even though she has a calendar, she knows what she's up to, we treat every woman as if she's a Suffolk Nida, Suffolk Zava. So, Shivan Akim is only needed if the woman is a Zava. She's a Nida, you don't need Shivan Akim. A woman has, let's say today is Wednesday, a woman has a Riaz Dam Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 6.5 days in a row. So she goes to Mikveh that night at the end of the seventh day, and she's the Hira. You only need Shivan Akim if she has the Riaz Dam 3 days in a row within the Yud Aleph Yom Shabbat Nida L'Nida. That's, the Gemara said, that's either Halakha Moshe Sinai. Well, that's learned out from Psukim, this institution. Below Es Nidasa. A Zava woman becomes a Zava if she has the Riaz Dam below Es Nidasa. Es Nidasa is during the 11 days. Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah L'Nidah. So Rebbe treats all the women as if they're a Safik Nidah, Safik Zava. So if you have a Riaz Dam 3 days in a row, then you need Shemitikim. The Benayis Yisrael Achmir Al-Atzman, that's above and beyond what Rebbe made it. Tipas dam karadl, only one day's riyah. Said Rebbe never made a takana over there that you need shiv and ikim. But that was Menesa Lachmir al Atzma. So in the days of the Gemara, that was a meaning. The Gemara says, Hechad nog nog, Hechad lo nog lo nog. What about Bizman Azeh? It became such a widespread meaning. It's still only a minig, or is it? Did it become a din derabban? So that's a machlokes the rishonim. So the shach and the other day passing even mizman hazeh, it's still only a minig. Has an afkamina la locha for taliyah in ksamim. If there's a kesem, and one of the women and there are two women that you don't know which woman is the babas kesem, does make this woman tmeh? Does make that woman tmeh? So if one of them is a tmeh anyway. So tell them it's a kakala b'makulkul. We attribute the kesem to that woman. You're not metame the other woman. What if the woman who's tmeya anyway is only tmeya because b'nei seselach mira latzman? So if it's only metam minik, she really she's tohira. It's she's not even tmeya medina. So we pass on la locha that b'nei seselach mira latzman. Even manazeh is only a minik. It's not even a din derabbanim is manazeh. It's only a minik. That's where Rav Gusman had a. Kula. Sometimes the women have such a short cycle that they can't become pregnant. They can't become pregnant because the cycle is so short. So if they won't observe Shivinikim, they will be able to become pregnant. If they'll just observe the Din Deraisa, there won't be a problem because we require Shivinikim. So that's why it causes causes fertility problems. So that's a deal there. Moshe Feinstein has and others, other Gedolim had. Can you be mekal on the Shivan Akiyim, but Makam Mitzvah's Piribiravim? If you, by observing the Shivan Akiyim, so Rav Gustman has a whole tshuva where he says sometimes the Shivan Akiyim is still only a minig. Very rare case. Usually it's a din derabbanan. Usually the woman has a riyaz dam 3 days in a row. So that's takonas rebbe. But if it's a situation where the Shivan Akiyim is only mitam minig, then Rav Gusman says, if it's in conflict with the mitzvah piruvia, then you can violate the minig. Yeah, so that you have to figure out when is it only a minig and when is it a real din. So the Gemara presents it as if this is such a din. There's nothing to pilpul about. This is what to pilpul about. This din also. In the Rambam Siddur, I think the Rambam has this after right after Birchas HaShachar. So we say Yerech Hashem Yishmerech Eilad Ram Sheinahem Shir. And then the Rambam has, at the end you say, B'nai Selach Meir Al Atzman, and then you start davening, because the Gemara says, that's a halacha psuka, ein la arach reha, and you won't be thinking about it in the middle of davening. That's halacha psuka. What's the other example the Gemara gives of halacha psuka? Mar modem al tvos, machnisa b'mot shalo, v'desh b'hem to'achelis b'tura min ha'maisa. What is that din? So that's a din. The behemoths are not Jewish. So what's wrong if they eat tevel? What's there if they eat tevel? Tevel is also for Jews to eat. So the answer is you can't feed tevel to a goy either. That's called hanor shel kiloi. Tevel is mutaba no. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim, tevel is mutaba no. Let's say I have a sack of instead of sitting on, I don't have a chair to sit on. I have a sack of food, grain, that's tevel. I want to sit on the sack. So the din is tevel is mutabano. Tevel is you're allowed to sit on it. It's mutabano, but it's asabano shalkilui. Defeated to a behema, defeated to a goy, without being mafresh from the maizes in advance. So that's called hano shalkilui. That's not allowed. So you're not allowed to feed tevel to the behemoth. But when does it become tevel? So minatur it only becomes tevel if you had miruach first and then rias minabais. Miruach means you removed all the psolus from the ochel. And then Rashi always adds on. Rama said, that's all, you move the psolus from the oven. Rashi says, after removing all the psolus, then you put it on a neat pile. That's called miruach. And then you did. And then, after doing miruach, then you do miriyas p'nei abayis. You take it into the house. And it has to be kaseda hazir. So these people had a shtick. Machnisa b'mot shalom. They brought in the tevel with the psolas, the motes with the straw. They didn't do the miruach till after they had the riyas p'nei abayis first. So if you have it out of order, you first did riyas p'nei abayis, first brought it into the barn, and then you did the miruach, so then it's not chayiv, and it won't be chayiv in shumas ma'ases min ha'torah. So what will be the din then? So it's asa b'achilas keva and muta b'achilas aroi. So achilas behema is called achilas aroi. Achilas adam is sometimes going to be achilas keva, sometimes achilas aroi, depending how much he eats. If he eats a ton of it, then it's achilas keva. Or if he salts it, melech is kaveh. If he eats and nibbles it on Shabbos, Shabbos is kaveh. If he cooks it, bishul is kaveh. Different things are kaveh. But that's only a din de rabban. So that's what Raboshia says. You're permitted to do this ha'arama. You're permitted to do a ha'arama in the normal course of events. Normal people would normally first do miruach and then do rias b'nei abayit. Here the guy does it, he goes out of his way to do a shtick, to do it out of order, in order that it shouldn't become tevel deraisa. It'll only become tevel derabanan. And tevel derabanan is only asa b'achilas keva, mutam b'achilas aroi. That's a strange din. Adin derabanan. Let's say there's basa b'chol of deraisa is if you cook meat with milk. If you cook chicken with milk, then it's basa b'chol of deraban. So basa b'chol of deraban is muta b'achilas aroi. No, it's also b'achilas aroi also. Let's say there's tevel deraisa, there's tevel deraban. Maisa yerek, that you have to be mafish trumas and maisa is a vegetable. The Gemara said that's only with the raban. So maisa yerek, you're allowed to eat achilas aroi. You're not allowed to eat achilas aroi. Whenever you have an Issa Derabbanan, let's say Gid Anasha is an Issa Derais and Shumir Agid is an Issa Derabbanan. So Shumir Agid is also Achilas Aroi also. Why all of a sudden here? There's a difference between Achilas Kev and Achilas Aroi. So the Chorif and the fact that on the level of Derabbanan there's a difference between Achilas Kev and Achilas Aroi may indicate that on the level of Deraisa there's a difference. Maybe it indicates that that's the nature of the Issa Deraisa. That's what the Rambam writes. And the Pirish HaMishnah is on Trumas, he has it like that. The Sefer Mikdash David points out that Rama. Mikdash David was Rav David Rappaport. He learned in the Kollel in Slabodka, and they decided they're going to learn Kachim. So he writes, and the klal was everybody had to write down whatever Chidushim, that was the klal in the Kollel. Everyone has to write down Chidushim. So he writes that they learned Kachim once and twice, and they couldn't figure out what's going on there. They couldn't break into it. And then the third time they learned Kachim, finally he began to understand, and he wrote these encyclopedic essays. It's really like he has around 40, 50 topics. And each topic he quotes every Rambam, every Rashi, every Rabbeinu Gershom, every Rishon, anywhere in existence that he was aware of. He has really encyclopedic essays. So that's the Mikdash David on Kachim, then he wrote on Taras, then he wrote on Zeroyim. He's fantastic. So on Zeroyim, he points out this Pirish HaMishnayis LaHaRambam, that the Rambam says the din deraisa, that you only also to eat tevel, you only mechuyev to be machish chumas and maisa if you first did miruach and then rias pnei abayis. The reason why is because the isa deraisa is if you eat tevel achilas keva. And what, but on the level of the Raisa, whatever you eat before Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis is considered Achilas Aroi. And with the Rabbana, they declared, on the level of the Raisa, whatever you eat after Miruach and Rias Pnei Abayis is always called Achilas Keva. Whatever you eat before is always called Achilas Aroi. And on the level of the Rabbana, they said that even if you didn't yet have Rias Pnei Abayis, there are certain things that are also called Achilas Keva. Melach is kaveh, if you salt it, mekach, if you bought it, Shabbos is kaveh, all the other things, bishul is kaveh, all the other things are kaveh. So the Rambam writes that from the din derabanan, you can figure out that's what the nature of the din derais is. It doesn't make sense that you'd invent it. Din derabanan doesn't correspond to call the tikkun rabanan, kain derais a tikkun.
Right, also the chalim derabanan, don't we say it's mutar bihana'ah?
Yeah.
Even though it would be asr bihana'ah, sure, idioraisa?
Yeah. They didn't answer it so far, yeah. So, we understand that there are kulas. The rest of Sukkot you don't need shalachem. On the first 2 days you do need shalachem. The Tosfos holds on the level of their eyes and when lulav nito kol shiva and the migdosh, you did need shalachem. The Rabban holds even in the base of migdosh, you didn't need shalachem all 7 days, only on the first 2 days. Tosfos holds not so. So you make all more indeed in Rabban, but this is in Gatsan a new concoction. Where did they get from outer space such a ninefold? That the tevel is only us, achilas keva, achilas aray is mutter. So the Rambam understood that that's the nature of the din deraisa. Why is it that it's only awesome and authority to eat the tevel without hafrasha after miruach and yes me'abaz? Because then it's called achilas keva. Yeah, so that's a question. Do you allow harama? This is a shtick. He's going out of his way to do something irregular. In the normal course of events, he would have done the miruach first and then the riyas b'nei b'ayis. He's going out of his way. Do you permit haramas? Do you permit haramas? We do it all the time. We do mechiras chametz. We sell Eretz Yisrael to Anochri in order not to have to be burdened with the mitzvahs of Shemitah. Yeah, are you allowed to do haramas? So there's a Gemara in the end of Shabbos, which the Bechor Shoram, Psochim, is opposed to Mechiras Chametz. He holds that you shouldn't do Mechiras Chametz on Chametz Bien. Real bread and cake and cooked and real Chametz, you shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz. Because he has a Gemara in the end of towards the end of Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara says, we only permit Harama and Dinam Derabbanan, you don't permit Harama and Dinam Deraisim. So he says, if you have Taruvas Chametz, if you have, let's say, a product that has a little bit of chametz in it, but you don't have shishim against the chametz, so taruv is chametz. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the whole bayro is only with the rabban. So even if you don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam, but there's what to rely on. The whole bayro perhaps is only with the rabban and on taruv is chametz. So then you can rely on mechiras chametz. But if you have real box of cookies, a real chametz in the house, so that's what the Bechor Shor says. It's not right to rely on a harama. In the normal course of events, I'm not in the business of selling cookies to the goyim. I'm going to sell it to the goyim, then I'm going to buy it back after Yantav. The whole thing is a harama. It's a legal fiction. It's legal, but it's called a legal fiction. In the normal course of events, he's not going to be selling cookies to the goyim. So that's called the harama. So that's what the Bechor Shor says. You only permit harama on dinim derabbana, not on dinim derais. So that's why there's a Rashba on this daf. I have an old Rashba. I have to look at the new editions. There's the old edition. There's something missing over here. This is a question. Whether Hanor Shal Kilo, feeding to the animals, Tevel, and you're not Marfish to Mesamayt, that's not allowed because Hanor Shal Kilo. Hanor Shal Kilo, is that a Din Deraisa or is that a Din Derabbanan? That you're not allowed. Tevel is Mutabar, no, but you're not allowed to feed the Tevel to a Goy. You're not allowed to feed the Tevel to the Behemoth. Even though the Behemoths are not Jewish. So what's that there? There's no difference either. Anor shal kili. So some Rishonim say the fairy said it's only with the Rabbanan. Mishlei Melech points out. Some Achlokes are Rishonim. Some say the fairy said it's the Rais, and some say it's only the Rabbanan. So there's a Rashba here raises the issue. So it sounds as if that's what he's driving at. Why do we permit Maria Maram al Tvoasai? Why do we permit him to do that Rama? Because the whole issue is going to violate here. The maximum is going to be an Avera Derabbanan, Behem Tochelos. The whole Anor Shel Kilo is only a Din Derabbanan. So we allow Harama if the whole Din that you're doing is only Derabbanan. That's a question. Is that really true? See, if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara is talking about a different Harama there. The Gemara tells this story. One of the Amoraim wanted to get to the other side of the river. Seri Hefawa, the ferry went across. They didn't charge any money. The city had a goy, took the ferry across and took it back. So Yeshiva Bacher made believe that he's sleeping on the ferry. He lays down. And then the ferry takes off to the other side of the river. Then he makes believe that he wakes up. When the ferry goes, it's not chutz l'tchum, it's toch ha-tchum. He makes it look like an accident. He makes believe that he's sleeping. And that the goy took the ferry across the street. He had another 100 passengers on the ferry. He wasn't the only one. And most of the passengers were not Jewish. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to do that? He makes believe that you're not allowed to go in a rowboat. You're not allowed to go in a boat. Shem Yisak Nechavish Al Shayotin. It's a Gzeira de Rabbanan. So the Gemara says he made it look like an accident. He made believe he was sleeping, so Harama is Mutter. So the Gemara says that we only allow Harama on the Rabbanans and not on their eyes. And so that's the Gemara that the Bechor Shor took, that he based it on, that you shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz, because that's Harama, and you shouldn't rely on Mechiras Chametz on Chametz Bien. That's Harama on a Din der Eisen. The Nesivis has a collection of tshuvas, that's called Nachlas Yaakov. So the first tshuva is about Mechiras Chametz. He has a letter that he sent to the rabbi in Buchach. There really was such a city. The rabbi in Buchach. I think Agnon came from Buchach. So he has stories about Buchach. There really was such a city. So the rabbi in Buchach thought, like the Bechor Shor, that you're not allowed to rely on Mechiras Chametz because it's a haram out of Din Derais. He says, don't hakachainik, you don't know what you're talking about. I paskin that it's mutter and everybody accepted my psak. There's no issue. There's no problem of harama. The Gemara is talking a different thing of harama. He's violating the din. He's making believe that he's sleeping. He makes believe that the guy took him across the ferry, across the river. He knows what he's getting himself into. He's making it look like an accident. So that's a different kind of harama. But if you do a real legal fiction, so that's legal. So then it's totally out of context. That's what others argue with. That's what the Nesibis argues with the Bchor Shor. He doesn't think that his Gemara has anything to do with what we're talking about, Harama. That's a legal fiction. He's talking about illegal. The Gemara's talking about illegal. It just makes believe. It makes it look as if he was sleeping the whole time, but he wasn't sleeping. But that's the topic that in the Rashboas it seems to be brought up. Okay, we better stop here. Tomorrow, I don't think I'm going to give a shiur on the parasha at 11:30, but I don't think I'll see. I don't know if I'll be able to give the shiur in Gemara tomorrow. Okay, we'll let you know.
Yeah. I sent it later. I got it back in. Okay. Yeah.